you take your Bibles and turn them to Psalm 100. Thank you. If you take your Bibles and turn to Psalms 100, I'd like us to read the first three verses in unison, if we could. Could we stand for the reading of God's Word? Psalms 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pastures. Father, thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for the words you've given to us. Holy Spirit, help me at this time to share what you would have me to share, that Christ might be honored and glorified. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. My thought is, serve the Lord with gladness. Who is John Hornbeck? Well, I'm not a Ray Young. I'm not a Roy Moffat. I'm not a Johnny Pope. I'm not a Rick Martin. I'm not a Mark Holmes. I'm not a Brother Muskie. What is John Hornbeck? He's a sinner saved by grace. I was born in St. Louis, Missouri, 1944, raised Catholic for almost 8 years. Went to Catholic school. My dad got a job change from St. Louis to Missouri to a suburb of Los Angeles, California. There was no Catholic church around. I went to Catholic school, no Catholic school around, so I didn't go to church. But my next door neighbor was a Mary Lou. She was in my class, third grade, and she kept inviting my sister and I to her class, her church. She was a Baptist. And Baptists didn't go, I mean, Catholic didn't go to Baptist churches. But you know how persuasive you females are. And we went. When I was 8 years old, I was in junior church. I remember my sister and my Mary Lou raising her hand to get saved. I raised my hand to get saved. Prayed a prayer, told I was a Christian. And so the next 16 years, I tried to live a Christian life. I was in the military. I was going to be a chaplain, and I was training to be a chaplain in the Navy. But I still wasn't Christian. I held religious services, still not a Christian. I became part of, I met my wife at Linda Vista Baptist Bible College and Seminary, training to be a chaplain, still not a Christian. Went to Pomerado Road Baptist Church, Poway, California, no pastor. I became a Sunday school teacher, and then a deacon. James Johnston came to be our pastor, influenced by Dr. Hiles in soul winning. And he was a great soul winning pastor. God, the Holy Spirit, convicted my heart in March 30th of 1969, this Sunday, 50 years ago. I went forward as a deacon, as a Sunday school teacher, not saved, but leaving the prayer room that night, born again, headed for heaven. On the way to work the next day, I asked myself, what did I do? Last night I went to church headed for hell. Right now I'm headed for heaven. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I just transferred my trust in what I was doing to the person of Jesus Christ. And that's called repentance, folks. And I got thinking about that. And you know what happened? I got excited. I got to work and I told people, hey, I got saved last night. I got born again. And I told everybody. I didn't know all about what happened, but I knew what happened. And I did it on Monday and on Tuesday and on Wednesday. They saw me coming and they had to go some other direction because I couldn't contain what happened. Jesus is in my heart. The Holy Spirit's in my life. And it just had to get out. Started a bus route March in June. I didn't know what I was doing. God blessed that. we started running 50s. Plus, and I didn't know what I was doing, preacher. All I wanted to do is get boys and girls underneath the sound of the gospel so we can see them saved, and we can get in the homes of mom and dad and tell them how to get. That's all I knew. That's all I wanted, just get people to the Lord Jesus. God's plan was a little bit different. I changed bus routes. Didn't know what I was doing. Got involved with the military area. God took one Sunday of 20 kids. By December, we were running in the 80s. By January, we were at 120 already. Still didn't know what I did. All I wanted to do was get kids saved. All I wanted to do was get mom and dad to know the Lord Jesus. That's all I wanted. But all I know, I had to get them. I had to get them. Before, and then in August, well, actually July, we were running, averaging 150 a week, hit 173. And I was planning to go over 300. I was already running two buses, not knowing what I was doing with buses, you know, and planning a three. And God called me to go to Bible school. So I came to House Anderson College. Didn't know what I was doing here either. All I know is that's what God wanted. Became a bus captain again. Amen. Oh, God used us. I graduated, was going to be a missionary to England. Was on deputation for a year. Couldn't even raise 10% of my support. I doubted whether God really wanted me to be a missionary. Talked to Dr. Hiles, a 30-minute appointment, turned an hour and a half. I resigned, not knowing what God wanted me to do, but wanting to do whatever God wanted. Went on staff here at the college. People knew me then as the printer. We started the print shop. But God had greater plans. I ended up at the 3 years later at the Independent Baptist Church in Clinton, Maryland. And that's where I learned discipleship, helping people that get saved. Anybody who walked down the aisle to get saved, it was my responsibility to start training them and helping them to grow in the things of the Lord. And that's all I did. See people saved. I got in the home, people could get saved. Relatives got saved. Mom, dads would get saved. Husbands would get saved. All I was doing is trying to get people saved and helping them grow. But God went from there. And God, in 1985, spoke to my heart about working with missionaries with the military. 1989, we went to Aviano, Italy to start our first church. We knew nobody. We did not know the language. But we knew what God wanted. He wanted to get people saved. Our military put their life on the line every day so that you and I can do what we're doing. I realize it's still God, but God uses the military. And so many of them die not knowing Jesus Christ, their Savior. And so God allowed us to be a part of that. But honestly, folks, I got concerned. God wanted to move me, and I didn't want to move. I fought God. We were seeing people saved, seeing people baptized almost every week. But he wanted me someplace else, but I resisted, and finally I gave in to God's will. Went to Panama, learned more about discipleship, more about Bible institutes. Finished there, saw a lot of people saved there. Matter of fact, there's a couple today in Vicenza, Italy, serving the Lord that got saved there. Amen. Then in Germany, who is John Hornbeck? He's a servant of the Lord. God used us to see a lot of military not only saved, but discipled. Calling to, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd find him in Bible school here. I would not be surprised at all, because they're looking to serve God wherever God wants them to serve. We've seen seven churches started. We've seen souls saved. But who is John Hornbeck? It's not important who's John Hornbeck. It's all about him. It's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. I can go on, but I won't go on. Because why? It's all about him. It's not about me. It's not about you. What is John Hornbeck? Who is he? John Hornbeck's a tool. He's an instrument in God's hand. All I want to do is what he wants me to do. All I want to do is go where he wants me to go. All I want to do is find myself being used of God to accomplish whatever he wants me to accomplish. Folks, it's not being seeking importance. No, it's all about him. Seeking what he wants. Because who's John Hornbeck? You look at Acts, or 1 Corinthians chapter 5, and Paul says, who's a Paul? Who's Apollos? Who's Paul? But ministers by who people got saved. The important person we need to realize is all about Jesus Christ. That's it. I want to close with this. Got a lot I'd like to say, and that's this. Life has purpose now it never had before. There is meaning to each day and even more. For joy and peace I can't explain is mine. New life I find in Christ my Lord divine. Oh, it's wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it's wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it's wonderful to have your sins forgiven. Oh, it's wonderful to be redeemed, justified, forever reconciled. Put your eyes on the Lord.
The wonderful, powerful truth.